Crunch Time. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. With the midterm elections coming up on Tuesday, President Biden campaigning in Yonkers, New York Sunday for Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul, whose battle against Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin in the gubernatorial race is tightening up. Meanwhile, Vice President Kamala Harris appearing at a rally in Chicago, Illinois, where she touted the Biden administration's accomplishments regarding prescription drug prices.
The pharmaceutical companies have been running the game for too long, jacking up the cost of prescription drugs, and it's about time we take that on. And because you voted, we are now allowing Medicare to negotiate against the pharmaceutical companies on behalf of 60 million Americans.
Only congressional Democrats voting for the Inflation Reduction Act, which puts a monthly $35 price cap on out-of-pocket prescription drug costs. Republicans say the legislation will make the inflation crisis even worse. And former President Trump appearing at a rally in Miami, Florida for Republican candidates in the state. Here's Senator Marco Rubio discussing his party's momentum.
The energy is building. It's building so fast that I just saw there's going to be a lunar eclipse on Tuesday. Did you see this? And the moon is going to be red on Tuesday. Even the moon is going red on Tuesday.
A Fox News poll last week had Rubio ahead of his Democratic challenger, Representative Val Demings, by 6 points. And at a rally in Tucson, Arizona, Democratic gubernatorial candidate Katie Hobbs giving her reaction to her opponent, Republican Carrie Lake, receiving a suspicious package at her campaign's headquarters in Phoenix.
I'm really glad that nothing happened to anyone and that it's being investigated. And all leaders should denounce this kind of political violence in the current climate that we're in.
The Kansas City Chiefs rallying from a 17-9 deficit to beat the Tennessee Titans 22-17 in overtime. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A busy week ahead for the Supreme Court. Fox's Jared Halpern has more from Washington.
Justices this week will consider courts' roles in hearing challenges to the Federal Trade Commission and the Securities and Exchange Commission. The Supreme Court is also expected this week to hear consolidated challenges to the Indian Child Welfare Act, used to decide child custody disputes on tribal territories. The court last considered that law in 2013.
Police arresting Yesenia Sanchez of Florida after shooting her ex-boyfriend, who's a Miami-Dade police officer. Fox 7's Danielle Garcia has the report.
Sanchez is accused of hitting another woman's car while speeding away from the crime, then going on to hit more parked cars without stopping. 7 News sources say the off-duty officer is named Damian Colon. Hialeah police say Sanchez, who was also a former Miami-Dade school's police officer, was in a relationship with Colon for 7 years. Police say on Friday she used an app to stalk Colon, tracked him down to his family's home, then confronted him in the driveway where she shot him in the head.
We saw a large pool of blood.
He was airlifted to Ryder Trauma Center, where he underwent surgery. The officer, who has been with the department for 17 years, is in critical but stable condition.
Pope Francis finishing up his first ever papal trip to One Nation in the Middle East.
The Pope wrapping up a trip to Bahrain Sunday, a nation with only about 80,000 Catholics out of a total 1.75 million population. Francis encouraging priests and nuns to keep ministering to the Gulf Kingdom's tiny Catholic flock, specifically mentioning prisoners. Hundreds of prisoners are still jailed after Bahrain violently crushed the 2011 Arab Spring protests with the help of Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. Bahrain ended a de facto moratorium on the death penalty back in 2017.
That's Fox's Paul Stevens. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.